Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff and a special mix. Politics, culture, and personal development stuff too. Today's episode, what advice would you give your younger self? I want to know, what advice would you give your younger self in business, politics, or life, or all three? I was inspired to have this be one of today's topics because I recently found out that I have the honor to talk to some students in the Newark, New Jersey public high schools and some of the surrounding school districts. And the event is called The Chosen Ones Youth Leadership and Professional Development Conference. It's going to be Saturday, June 2nd. And some of the topics are going to include how they can brand themselves, public speaking, interview skills, health and wellness, and financial literacy. All great topics for our youth. And the program is being put on by the nonprofit group Leaders of the 21st Century and by the Newark Public Schools. And that got me to thinking, what to say to today's youth, especially high school students, especially those who might be in urban areas, in some schools that can be challenging, in some communities that can be challenging. What to say? Also, you know, it's that time of year too, right? May, June, high school graduation. I can't believe it's been 25 years since I left Parkway High School in Philadelphia. 25 years since I played on the basketball team there in the Philly Public League. Man, time flies. But, you know, we get personal about the news and the culture. So graduation is in the culture. High school is in the culture. We're going to be talking to them in a couple weeks. And so I wanted to know, what advice would you give your younger self in three areas? Or what words of wisdom would you share with your younger self in three areas? In politics, in business, and in life. Those are the three areas we talk about here every week. So what advice or words of wisdom would you give yourself about politics, business, or life? And you can share 212-650-6903 or online at facebook.com/GregoryNeesmith. Let's start with politics first. I want to save to me what is the most important, life for last. But let's start with politics. What would I tell my younger self about politics, especially my high school self? I'd probably tell my younger self that both of the major political parties suck. Learn how to play hard to get. Get involved locally and then branch out from there. Those would probably be some of my initial thoughts or words of wisdom I would tell my younger self about politics. I'd also tell my younger self to read up on the journey of each of the parties. Because my younger self would probably be shocked to find out that Democrats, really only up until the past 50 years or so, were a very openly racist party. Oftentimes in favor of things like slavery, in favor of things like segregation and so forth. And not to say the Republicans weren't either, but, you know, Southern Democrats, so to speak, aren't like the Southern Democrats of today. Yeah, well, kind of. Well, not totally. I would say, look up your history. The Republican Party was Abraham Lincoln and Emancipation Proclamation. Things like housing and schools and desegregation and things like that. Both parties have been a little shaky on it. So I would tell my younger self, do your research. Learn about American history. Learn about the political parties. Play hard to get with both of them. And actually, I would tell my younger self, if you can, give yourself more options and create a third, fourth, fifth party. Because normally when there's more options, people work harder and then we get better results. What advice would you give your younger self about politics? What about business? What advice would you give your younger self about business? And business can be about going into their own business. Business could be about how to interact with their employer, how to, interview skills, just things you would want to tell your younger self about business. And I'll get to the big one, which is what you tell us about life in a second. But I know one of the things that comes up related to business, today we talk about being an entrepreneur, going out on your own, making it sound all sexy, run your own business, be your own boss. What would I tell my younger self? I'd probably tell my younger self to start a business. And not even necessarily because I wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I did when I was younger. But I think there's value in learning what it's like to run a business so that you can better understand how to run one when you're an adult, or better understand how to be part of one as an employee when you're an adult. I'm a believer in exposure. And I also don't believe it has to be education or entrepreneurship. I think both paths can win. They can. And according to a Bureau of Labor Statistics, someone with a college degree earns twice as much as someone with just a high school diploma. And someone with just a high school diploma would be twice as likely to be unemployed. College students sometimes dream of leaving school behind to pursue entrepreneurship, but data shows that companies started by founders with a higher education tend to have more sales. When choosing between education and entrepreneurship, sometimes it's better to go for middle ground. And what could that middle ground be? It could be while you're in college. If you choose to go down that path, and I don't believe everyone should, because if that's not for you, that's not for you. Like, there's options. I think education and learning skills or trades and things like that shouldn't just be limited to college. But if you do end up going to college and choosing that path, while you're there, start a business too and have the best of both worlds and get a feel for what it's like. While you have the safety net of knowing that you have a dorm room and a roof over your head, while you have the access to research and professors and other students, while you have access to time. For the most part, once you're done your high school and college years, rarely will you have months off at a time in the summer, extended week breaks in the winter and fall. So you also have a lot of things that are set up to allow you to, what I call, like, almost have two lives, be a student and start a business and see what happens. Something good will come from it. What advice would you give your younger self about politics, business, or life? I think one thing that often doesn't get shared with high school students, and I know it didn't get shared with my younger self, which is once you're about to finish high school, there was this assumption that you would either go and work, go into the military, or go straight to college. Military, start working, or go straight to college. And what I would tell my younger self is that those aren't the only three options. There's at least, there's plenty more options than those three, but there's at least one other option. And it could be this.
There's a number of benefits. I mean, for some, it is to make some money before college. For others, it is to gain the maturity that they need because they're not quite ready to start school. For others, it's really just to explore something that they think they're interested in. You know, it's a good opportunity if you think you want to be pre-med to shadow a doctor, do some volunteer work in a hospital, get some things on your resume, or figure out that maybe that's not something you actually want to do. And, you know, for some students, they also just need a break. They've been so focused for the past few years academically, and before they jump into another academic experience, they want to take some time off.
And what that woman's talking about is the fourth option. After you're done high school, I would tell my younger self, I say, Gregory, talking to my younger self, if you don't want to go into the military, if you don't want to go straight to college, if you don't want to just start working, you could take what they call a gap year. I never even heard of a gap year. I'm like, what's a gap year? What's that? No one told me about a gap year. It's when people take intentionally at least a year off between high school and college to do some other things, to explore before they go to school, college. Think about it. Some of us are, I was 17 when I first started college. 17, I would turn 18 my freshman year, but 17, making decisions like, what do I want to major in? Because that choice would impact my career, which might impact the rest of my life, that I was supposed to work at a job until I retired at 65. And so you want me to do all that at 17? With not much time to think, right? While I'm going to school as a senior in high school, I'm also applying to colleges. Literally, so imagine 17 when I'm going into college. So I might have been 16 when I'm applying to colleges, telling them where I want to go, what I want to do potentially for the rest of my life at 16 to 17 years old. Having only seen my neighborhood, my grandparents' neighborhood, and maybe a couple vacations inside the U.S. along the East Coast. Oh, and oh, by the way, at 17, you want me to make some $1,000 decisions on loans. You know, the students I'm going to be talking to in a couple of weeks, one of the topics is financial literacy. Do you know how much I knew about financial literacy at 17 years old? Not much. I tell my younger self, pause. Don't rush. I tell my younger self about a gap year, something I didn't know anything about. And studies have shown those who take a gap year between high school and college end up performing better in college. They're also just a year more mature. Some of the benefits I found that can happen when you take a gap year, or you can use that time to experience different cultures, right? During that time off, maybe you can travel. Speaking of travel, I recently read that only 2/3 of Americans have, actually no, let me say this other way around. Only 1/3 of Americans have an active passport. That means only 1 in 3 of us could leave the country right now for a trip. 2 out of 3 of us can't go, can't leave these borders. And there's such awesomeness and exposure around seeing how other people live in other parts of the world. So one of the things that can happen during the gap year is you can experience other cultures. And if you don't have a passport, get one. But if you don't, even if you don't, or even if you do, you can still explore other cultures just in America. A lot of folks haven't traveled far beyond their neighborhoods or far beyond their states. Take a trip to the south if you're from the north. Take a trip to the east if you're from the west. And so on and so forth. Another thing you can do during the gap year, learn another language. I wish I knew another language. I only know English. I wish slang counted as another language, but it doesn't. During a gap year, you could either study another language right where you live, or maybe go visit a place and immerse yourself in another culture and learn that other language. I wish I knew Spanish right now or something. I would tell my younger self, take a gap year, and while you're doing that, explore the cultures, learn a new language. Also, some of the benefits of the gap year would have been for me to develop some new life skills. Maybe I could have started an online business and see how that would have went and learned from it. Maybe during the gap year, I could have learned my hidden passion. Well, it wasn't so hidden. I knew I always wanted a radio show. Known that since I was 10, but it took me almost 30 years before I would go pursue that passion of mine. I wish I would have told my younger self, take a gap year, and while you're doing it, intern at a radio station or work at the radio station, and then on the weekends volunteer to do a midnight shift and be on air. Get some life skills, discover hidden passion. Also, use the time to prep for college. Gives me more time to look for scholarships. Gives me more time to maybe get a job and save some money and lessen the financial burden. Shoot, I don't know all the ins and outs of some of the financial statements and things like that, but I'm thinking maybe if you ended up taking a gap year and could be an actual independent and then file your financial aid as like a single kid, adult, you might be able to get some real good financial aid up in this piece. Get to live life to the fullest is another benefit, taking that gap year. Shoot, you might even be able to boost your job prospects. One of the things now I know, I would tell my younger self, I now know this now, is that people look for experience. And a lot of times, if you don't have the hookup, at least you can have the qualifications. And so that gap year could be an opportunity to do work within the career space that you think you have interest. And the cool thing is, you may learn that you don't like something, and even learning something that you don't like is still learning. And you get to have some fun. Wouldn't it be nice that after being in school from kindergarten to 12th grade, that you just took a break before you dive back in for the next 4 to 5, 6 years of your life? Those are some of the benefits of a gap year. And it's one of the things that I would tell my younger self if I could go back and give my younger self advice, politics, business, and life. At least when it comes to the life piece, and especially around this thing called school, college, and were my options only the military, or were they only to go work or to go to college? And in my case, my public school, the only college that came was Philly Community College. A bunch of military, like the Army, came, and that was about it. And that's a whole nother tangent to get me started on how underwhelming the public school systems can be around this country, and the one I know most intimately being Philadelphia. But yeah, I would tell my son, the younger self, take a gap year. What would you tell your younger self about politics, life, business?
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote: underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.